News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. The World Health Organization Special Envoy on COVID-19 said today that the coronavirus will be a constant threat until a vaccine or a reliable treatment is found. In an interview with British broadcaster Sky News, Dr. David Nabarro said this means the world will need to learn how to live with it.
It'll mean changing our behavior. It'll mean respecting physical distance as much as possible. It may well mean wearing face protection all the time.
Dr. Nabarro said that while the world is focused on a vaccine and there are promising signs, the WHO does believe one will be readily available between 1.5 and 2.5 years at the minimum. China's president on Monday supported a call for an independent review of the global response to the coronavirus pandemic under the World Health Organization once the virus is under control, and he defended Beijing's own handling of the pandemic. In a video message to a virtual meeting of the WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, President Xi Jinping also pledged $2 billion over 2 years to help with the COVID-19 response. Meanwhile, within a 24-hour period, the number of deaths globally from COVID-19 jumped from more than 315 to more than 318,000. The number of infections climbed to more than 4.8 million. In the U.S., the deaths climbed to more than 90,000 with 1.5 million confirmed cases. A company based in the U.S. state of Massachusetts says its experimental vaccine against the coronavirus showed encouraging results in very early testing. Cambridge-based Moderna Incorporated said Monday that its vaccine triggered immune responses in 8 healthy, middle-aged volunteers. The experimental vaccine generated antibodies similar to those seen in people who've recovered from COVID-19. This is VOA News. South Sudan's Vice President Riek Machar has tested positive for the coronavirus. He said he had no symptoms but would self-isolate for 14 days. His wife, Defense Minister Angelina Teniz, some bodyguards and other staff have also tested positive. Mr. Machar was tested on May 13th after one of the members of the government task force leading the fight against the virus tested positive. South Sudan has recorded 282 cases of the virus, while 4 people have died, according to a tally by the WHO. President Donald Trump's White House doctor says he and the president had numerous discussions about the evidence for and against the president taking hydroxychloroquine before they concluded that the potential benefit from taking the malaria drug outweighed the relative risks. Now, that's the word from Navy Commander Sean Connolly in a statement Monday night after President Trump revealed earlier in the day that he'd been taking hydroxychloroquine for about 1.5 weeks to protect against the new coronavirus.